Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Have you ever felt like you're fighting a losing battle? Like the odds are stacked against you and there's no way out? Well, my dear friends, I have good news for you. I want you to know that the battle is not yours, but God's. Imagine a soldier, exhausted and weary from the trials of war, but he has a certain unshakable faith in his commander that gives him the strength to carry on. This soldier knows that when his commander steps onto the battlefield, victory is already secured. This unwavering faith transforms his wariness into strength, converting the battlefield from a ground of despair to a stage of anticipated victory. Today, I want to explore with you the profound truth that when we face the battles of life, we do not fight alone. God is with us, and he will fight for us. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the midst of life's struggles and challenges, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and alone. But the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 15, "Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid, nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Therefore, rest assured, this divine truth is not a mere sentiment or expressed feeling. It's a divine guarantee backed by the power of heaven itself. Let us hold fast to this promise, knowing that in every trial, in every battle, the victory belongs to God. Now, let's uncover the profound truth that God is our defender. My friends, we all experience challenges that can shake the very core of our existence. But the truth is, we have a mighty defender on our side. God is our defender. As David declared in Psalm 18, verses 2 to 3, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." God is our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. He is the one who gives us strength and shields us from the attacks of the enemy. When we call upon him, he hears us and saves us from our troubles. Just as David faced Goliath with the confidence that God was fighting for him, we too can face our giants knowing that the Lord is on our side. Remember the story of Moses and the Israelites at the Red Sea? They were trapped, with the Egyptian army closing in behind them and a wide stretch of water before them. But God told Moses in Exodus 14, verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And that's exactly what happened. God parted the Red Sea, allowing the Israelites to cross on dry ground. And then he closed the waters over the Egyptian army, delivering his people from their enemies. My dear friends, this same God who fought for Moses and the Israelites is fighting for you today. He is your defender, your protector, and your deliverer. When the battles of life seem too great to bear, remember that you do not fight alone. As it says in Romans 8, verse 31, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" So take heart, my friends. Stand firm in the knowledge that the Lord is your defender. Trust in his strength, rely on his protection, and watch as he fights your battles for you. As you face the challenges of each day, declare with confidence the words of Exodus 15, verse 3. "The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name." And some of us may feel uncomfortable with the imagery where the Lord is being referred to as a man of war. However, it's crucial to recognize that this symbolizes his formidable power and unwavering commitment to defending his people. In every battle you face, whether it's a struggle with sin, a financial hardship, a health crisis, or a conflict with your relationships, know that God is with you. He is your...
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mighty warrior, your unshakable defender, and your ever-present help in times of trouble. As you trust in him, he will fight for you and bring you through to victory. Remember the words of Isaiah 54, verse 17. "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn." This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. No matter what the enemy throws your way, God has already declared that it will not prosper. You are his child, and your righteousness comes from him. So, stand strong, my friends. Put on the full armor of God, as it says in Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 11. "Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. With God's armor protecting you, you can face any battle with confidence and courage. Let us now explore God's strength, which is made perfect in our weakness. My friends, we often feel like we have to be strong and have it all together to face life's battles. But the truth is, it's in our weakness that God's strength shines through. As the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 to 10, and he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." When we acknowledge our weakness and rely on God's strength, that's when his power is most evident in our lives. It's not about our own abilities or resources, but about his infinite power and grace. Just as Gideon faced a vast army with only 300 men, armed with trumpets and torches, we too can face overwhelming odds with the confidence that God's strength will see us through. Do you remember the story of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20? When faced with a great multitude of enemies, Jehoshaphat cried out to God, saying in verse 12, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." And God answered, telling Jehoshaphat in verse 17, "You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you." My dear friends, when we feel weak and helpless, that's when we need to fix our eyes on God. When we don't know what to do, we can trust that he does. And when we position ourselves in faith and obedience, we will see his salvation and deliverance in our lives. The prophet Isaiah reminds us in Isaiah 40, verses 29 to 31, "He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." When we wait on the Lord and trust in his strength, he will renew us and give us the power to soar above our challenges. So don't be discouraged by your weakness, my friends. Instead, let it drive you to depend on God's strength. As you face the battles of life, remember that his grace is sufficient for you, and his power is made perfect in your weakness. Embrace the words of Philippians 4, verse 13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." In every struggle and every trial, lean on the Lord. Let his strength be your strength, and watch as he empowers you to overcome every obstacle in your path. Remember, it's not by your might or your power, but by his Spirit that you will prevail. As it says in Zechariah 4, verse 6, "Take heart, my dear friends. You are not alone in your battles. God's strength is with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Trust in his power, rely on his grace, and watch as he leads you to victory." Remember the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 to 9. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Though we may feel weak and fragile, we carry the treasure of God's power within us. And no matter how hard the enemy may press, we will not be crushed or destroyed. So let us embrace our weakness, for in it, God's strength is made perfect. Let us boast in our infirmities, for in them, the power of Christ rests upon us. And let us face each battle with the confidence that the Lord our God is with us, and he will fight for us. As David declared in Psalm 28, verses 7 to 8, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed." Let this be our declaration as well, my friends. Let us trust in the Lord. Let us rejoice in his strength, and let us praise him with our songs of victory. For no matter how weak we may feel, we serve a God whose strength knows no bounds. And in him, we will always be more than conquerors. Let us now turn our attention to the fact that the victory is already won. My friends, as we face the battles of life, it's easy to get caught up in the struggle and lose sight of the bigger picture. But I want to remind you today that in Christ, victory is already won. As the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." When Jesus died on the cross and rose again, he defeated sin and death once and for all. He conquered every enemy that we could ever face, and he made a way for us to share in his victory. As the Bible says in Colossians 2, verses 13 to 15, "And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it." My dear friends, when you put your faith in Jesus, you are identifying with his death and resurrection. You are declaring that his victory is your victory, and that no weapon formed against you can prosper. As Romans 8, verses 37 to 39 declares, "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." This is the confidence we can have as we face the battles of life. We must know that no matter what comes against us, we are more than conquerors through Christ. We know that nothing can separate us from his love and his victory. And we know that he who began a good work in us will be faithful to complete it, as it says in Philippians 1 verse 6. So when the enemy tries to tell you that you're defeated, remind him that the victory is already won. When he tries to discourage you with your past failures, declare that you are a new creation in Christ, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. And when he tries to fill you with fear and doubt, stand firm on the promise of Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. My friends, the battle may be fierce, but the victory is sure. As you fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, you can face each day with the confidence that he has already overcome the world, as it says in John 16, verse 33. You can trust that he is working all things together for your good. And you can rest in the promise found in Philippians 2, verses 10 to 11, that one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So don't lose heart, my dear friends. Don't give up in the face of adversity. Keep pressing on towards the goal, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Keep fighting the good fight of faith, and keep trusting in the one who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, as the Bible reminds us in Ephesians 3, verse 20. Remember, the battle is not yours, but God's. The strength to overcome is not yours, but his. And the victory is not yours, but Christ's. So, stand strong, my friends. Stand firm in the faith. And watch as God leads you into triumph in every area of your life. Take heart, my dear friends, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go, as it says in Joshua 1 verse 9. So let us rejoice in the victory that is ours through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us lift up our heads and our hearts, knowing that our redemption draws near, as the Bible reminds us in Luke 21 verse 28. And let us proclaim with boldness and confidence the words of 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. My friends, you are overcomers. You are victorious in Christ. And no matter what battles you may face, you can stand firm in the knowledge that the victory is already won. So go forth in faith, in strength, and in the power of his might, knowing that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world, as it says in 1 John 4, verse 4. Remember that the battle is not yours, but God's. And as you surrender your struggles to him, he will lead you into triumph and give you the victory that is already yours through Jesus Christ, our Lord. May you go forth with renewed strength, courage, and hope, knowing that the Almighty God is on your side and nothing can stand against you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, I come before you with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Your power is infinite, your wisdom is unsearchable, and your love knows no bounds. I exalt your holy name, for you alone are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. You are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, and I bless your name forever and ever. Lord, I thank you for your unfailing love and faithfulness in my life. You have been my strength in times of weakness, my peace in times of turmoil, and my hope in times of despair. I am grateful for the countless blessings you have bestowed upon me, both great and small. Merciful Father, forgive me for the times I have failed you and sinned against you. I repent of my transgressions and ask for your mercy and grace. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me. Lord, I am thankful that the battle is not mine, but yours. I surrender every struggle and challenge that I face into your mighty hands. I rebuke every weapon formed against me in the name of Jesus, and I declare that no weapon shall prosper. I bind every principality, power, and spiritual wickedness that comes against me in the name of Jesus. Lord, I trust in your strength and not my own. I rely on your power and not my abilities. I stand firm in the victory that Christ has already won for me on the cross. I declare that I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I pray for your divine protection over my life. Shield me from every attack of the enemy, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. Deliver me from every snare, trap, and scheme of the evil one. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself and my loved ones. I declare that no harm shall come near our dwelling, and no plague shall come near us. I pray for healing in every area of my life, body, soul, and spirit. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every sickness, disease, and infirmity. I claim divine health and wholeness as my portion. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement as we pray for each other, declaring that the battle is not ours, but yours. Lord, we stand firm in the victory over every challenge. In the name of Jesus, we bind every evil, every force, and every power of darkness that comes against us. We pray for your protection, healing, and deliverance in every area of our lives. We claim the victory that is already ours through Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells within me. I ask that you fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit, that I may walk in your ways and do your will. Help me to live a life that is pleasing to you, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of your word. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.